How long did your mother continue coming before the city manager or city council and
It was a while. Months and months and months.
Could have been a year or so.
It was over a year.
Back and forth, and they wouldn't relent on that.
No, because nobody wanted to be bothered with us. One Monday night at the meeting, we were going through this over and over again. What can we do now? What can we do to get their attention, to let them know we're serious about being treated as people? And I made a motion.
You did. You were
at 8 years old. I made a motion that we would go downtown and sit down and stay there until we was able to drink a Coke.
So out of the mouths of babes, 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
many of them were much older than you.
Yes.
Well, there were 13 children, wasn't mm-hmm. it, that were part of this. Were you the youngest?
No, it was a couple of kids younger than I at the meeting.
So you just, well, let's just go down there.
Let's stay.
Right, and of course, you get older, you think of all the fears right away, and you
we didn't have any fears.
And you too young to think
we
about that.
We didn't have any fears.
Okay.
At that time.
So then did everybody say, well, Marilyn's right, let's do this?
Well, no, because my brother thought I was losing my mind.
And again, his name?
Calvin.
Calvin.
When you read Mom's book, she'd tell you, you know, Calvin, I'm one way, Calvin's another, but they voted to go downtown.
So there was a vote then,
yes,
of everybody.
Everybody called their parents. We got transportation to go down to Kett's drugstore, and that's when it all began.
This was August 19th, 1958.
Yes.
Let me just say something about your mother again. She taught in Dungy High School, big believer in education.
Mm-hmm.
What would she give you for Christmas?
A book.
Other kids got toys. You saw her face when she had fear when you came home from a freedom rally.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what that incident was about.
Well, I don't know which one we were talking about in particular.
You were driving and you had this car behind.
Oh, see, you have to understand. We've had so many incidents. I was just trying to get which one. You're talking about the men in the pickup truck. I've been in a lot of situations, but this one would never, ever leave my mind or my heart. Mom noticed that this pickup was following us. They started getting closer and closer behind us. And Mom said to us, when we got close to our house, I'm not going home. I'm going to take you over to the Posey's house, Weldon Posey, who was Elma and Barbara Posey. Barbara was the spokesperson, but their dad was a real big man. They lived off of 14th and Martin Luther King. Mom said, when I turn this corner, I am going to drive up on the yard, and I'm going to be honking and honking. And I want you to run up there and holler as loud as you can and keep knocking on the door until they let you in. The people kept inching close to us, and you could see the weapons and stuff. As we were getting closer to the Posey's home, I said, well, Mom, where are you going? She said, don't worry about me. I just need you to get out of the car and do what I'm telling you to. Get out of the car, run. Run as fast as you can and holler and scream and knock on that door. But Mom, you can't go off and leave us like this. Well, nevertheless, you don't argue with my mom. So we got out and ran up there and did what she told us. And she just drove on out.
You ran as fast as you could and she took off as fast as
mm-hmm.
she could. And you had to wonder then, didn't you?
If you're wondered.
Ever going to see your mother again.
That's right.
And, you know, there were people in the black community who didn't want to be associated with her.
That's right.
Obviously, there were some in the white, but I think at Dungy High School, they asked a teacher to become principal. And he could be the principal.
If he would fire Mom.
If he would fire your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not.
Right.
So, as we talk about this lunch counter sit-ins, it was many, many other things that she had faced.
It was all around. And even in the churches. A lot of churches would not even let us meet there. Because of the bomb threats and stuff to the churches. And a lot of people were just scared.
Before you went down to Kett's drugstore, and the months before that, she perhaps was preparing your minds for what was going to happen, preaching nonviolence.
Mom was a history teacher. She loved history. We had to learn whether we wanted to or not. We had to study Gandhi. When you mentioned Gandhi to a lot of kids, they said, who are you talking about? But she believed in his theory of nonviolence. That the world could be changed if we worked together as one.
Kids who are listening could look up Mahatma Gandhi and hear what he was talking about.
See, we had to do history lessons during the course of the sit-ins. they trained us like we were in the military.
Really?
She said, you can't go on to war and not know what you're fighting for. So we had to know about Martin Luther King and the Montgomery boycott. We had to know. It was a list of rules that we had to abide by.
By the way, I'm going to mention again here that we're recording this in the Oklahoma History Center. You're hearing some other sounds. You'll hear children coming by, but we wanted to do this right here in the setting of Clara Luper's memorabilia and a display to her and the lunch counter sit-ins.